gosh. Hi, everyone.
Henry, you're back.
I live here now.
You visit all the time.
I moved in. I live in their basement.
Are you still crocheting a mushroom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's taking a while.
What number of mushroom are you on right now?
It's a very tiny mushroom.
Tiny mushroom. Oh. Did you catch that poppy?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Poppy's
oh my god, she's sitting phone. Like that.
She's like, that tasted gross, like she's Margaret the peanut butter of mouth.
She's no, like, I have had no peanut butter today, thank you.
You just did.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
This is weeks later.
Oh, what?
What?
I didn't think we talked about your snack earlier.
What? I crunched. On oh, the no. other
peanut butter
process.
Isn't crunchy. You just ate a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. That she ate that peanut butter stuff.
It was a whole spoonful of peanut butter. That doesn't crunch.
Surprised you can even open your mouth and not choke.
I remember my topic. Okay, everyone.
You should, because we prepared for weeks for this one.
So welcome to the second little mini.
Wait. It's a very special time of the year right now.
It's my birthday.
No, it's time because we don't have any money and our podcast is changing. And those big contracts for all those rich podcasters are going dry.
What?
I don't
so visit
know where
our
we're
Patreon
going.
And subscribe to that's a little plus plus.
Little plus plus mini.
Mini.
Oh my plus plus.
It's like the little candy bar you didn't want.
All the crochet friends all together.
Like oh, RX no. mini bar.
I've been crocheting with the tail.
Oh.
We do all
of
this.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That will not
That's
work.
Tragic.
That's like crocheting a snake's tail into its mouth.
Okay, no, but my topic. Okay, so right now,
thank
everyone
in
this circle, including Poppy and Snowball, think about this. We are going to be influencers since our podcast is only growing. You can go first, Mom, and then you can bail.
It's only growing because
you have to explain to me what an influencer is.
You need to think of the most useful thing in your life that no one would normally advertise and try to convince us that we need it in our life. And I already know what I'm going to talk about, and you all know what I'm going to talk about. But
I can't go first.
I don't know what you're going to talk about.
I can go first. But
good.
And now, listeners, we're making $0 off of this. Thanks. Okay, so what I think you all need in your life that you might not think you need in your life is a blender.
I didn't know you were going to talk about
really?
This.
Really? Henry
so
knew
surprised.
I was
going to
say a blender. Yeah. What?
I thought it was supposed to be something no one would want to buy.
Oh, okay. I can change. All right.
Wait,
all right,
the visitor
processing.
Affiliate link
for
the blender.
I don't remember what they're called. What is
it doesn't matter.
Called?
We'll put it in the show notes.
Bullet?
It's not a bullet. James, what blender
Ninja.
Do we have?
Vitamix.
Yes, we have a Vitamix.
Thank you, Henry.
We have a Vitamix. Okay, I'm thinking.
Henry's got notes on her entire
you
lives.
You should just go with the blender and finish that thought.
Okay. All right, so you now you're thinking about your day-to-day meals, and you like eating food, and you like to bite food, but you realize you could blend everything and drink it instead.
No!
And it's so much more satisfying because it's cold, and it's winter, and it's
really
nice. It
doesn't
have
to be cold, though, does it?
No, you could make hot soups.
I put soup in the blender before.
So you can make a nice hot soup. I don't really know what else you can make besides smoothies, but I'm sure
sauce.
There are... Okay, sauces. But really just drink every meal as a smoothie. It's a great time. You only need two things in your fridge to make it work.
Two?
What?
Well, hypothetically, you can make it with water and then like two other things to add so there's some flavor.
So three things.
Gross.
I guess water is its own thing.
Would ice count as one of the things? Because that's not
count.
In the fridge. If you do, that's
water. No, I don't use
water.
Ice because I freeze my fruits.
Oh, okay.
And then they're little cubes.
Wait, are you... So you're saying that the entire fridge as a single unit includes the freezer?
Yes.
Okay.
So correct. You just put fruit and water and blend it?
And then blend.
And drink it?
And then it's delicious. And so now you don't have to eat the fruit individually. You just consume.
What if you like eating the fruit individually, though?
But I'm saying... My,
I don't mean to rain
argument,
on your parade. I'm sorry.
My argument is that this is better for you in terms of just your lifestyle, because now you can walk everywhere and just drink. You don't have to sit at a table with a fork and knife.
But you told us yesterday that makes you nauseous.
No. I can't use a fork and knife and walk.
That's fair because most influencers are fake
what?
And they're
you said
liars.
You ate your breakfast on the way to work because you were too busy.
Yes.
On the way to work on her
walking pad.
I'm so confused.
I think we got the story mixed up here. I was saying I can't eat my oat bars, which is a fork and knife situation, while on my walking pad, my
oat
treadmill.
Oat bars with a fork and
oat
knife?
Oat bar, yeah, because you got to cut them up.
What
I can
do
while I'm at work is drink my smoothie while on my walking pad.
Have you considered you could do your work while standing and not walking?
I do that occasionally as well. It just depends on how rushed I am in the morning.
We also said she should consider getting up earlier.
But also you're on a walking pad, so you're not like running behind. Like you can just stop walking and eat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like, are you trying to like mimic the real world?
You're tearing apart my influencer moment. Okay, I've influenced
that
you.
Who here will now vote
to buy a blender? Oh my gosh, Snowball and Poppy. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else?
You
blender?
Are.
I don't like squishy food. Sorry,
we will buy you those blenders.
Henry's convinced to buy a walking pad, which is not what I wanted. So
I'm not going to because the
secret influencer thing there was the walking pad.
That was the quiet. You could walk at work.
Mm. You could walk and eat your smoothie.
All at the same
drink
time.
Drink your dinner.
All right, who's next?
Drink your
dinner.
We're
running low on time.
I got a microwavable hot pad. Mm-hmm. It's super amazing. Mm-hmm. It's sustainable. You can buy them off Etsy. So they're pre-made with like fabrics, hand-sewn. And they have rice or
black seeds
of some kind inside them.
Flaxseed.
They're also black.
I can't remember.
But currently on the floor in her bedroom.
Gray or black. Oh,
and
broke.
It's amazing because you can turn your heat way down at night.
Stretched.
And then heat up your hot pad and then go to bed and you just have the hot pad by your feet or your hip that's sore or whatever.
Or on your side. So when your partner cuddles,
your husband might freeze to death, but it keeps me warm at night. And it's very economical.
Okay, but what if you're someone who has menopause and you get really hot?
It's also perfect that way because it can have the temperature very low. And then when I have the hot pad on and I start having a hot flush, I just throw the thing on the floor and it loud and it goes ka-thunk, which is very like...
Perfect.
That
timing.
Wow, Poppy timing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very satisfying to be like, I just threw the heat away.
There's also a cousin to this heat pack thing. It's an ice hat. That we forgot we had.
Ice hat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Henry knew. He's like, where's the ice hat? I have a headache.
Well, because I got it for Christmas.
And then I forgot.
Last year, 2 years ago, I don't know. And I brought it to your house and I said, look how amazing this is. Mm-hmm. And you said, I already have one.
Yeah.
Someone gave it to you as a gift, didn't they?
Yeah, I think Sarah did.
Yes. Yes.
Something. I don't know.
You were correct. I
you look at
I
me
don't
and
know.
I just
I
shrugged because I don't remember any
know.
Gifts.
So far, Henry has yes-anded everyone's ideas. So Henry's buying everything
so
far.
You're a great hype man.
All right, Snowball, what's yours?
Yeah. All right, you guys need to do your influencer bit. You're running out of time. Nathan, what do you got? What do you got? Henry.
What is it? What are we doing?
Influencer.
What's a thing you wouldn't necessarily tell people to get that you think they should get? Influence us.
I would. So, well, this is just like, this is not something
seven
you should do,
guitars.
But no, I mean, everyone should have six or seven guitars, but I think that people should upgrade their computer to a new version and that should be a Mac. Because
oh, the controversy
it's
begins.
So much controversy. To having a giant iPhone in front of you that you can have widgets on your desktop, like with to-do lists and stuff. I'm just
widgets.
Figuring this stuff out.
Why is this different from a normal computer?
I don't know. Other ones probably do the same thing, but set up your desktop with like things that you want to see all the time that you want to do. And if you don't want to see them, you just open up an application and do something.
This has not been a compelling case for Mac.
Huh?
This was not a compelling case for Mac.
Why?
You didn't say anything about why it's better than something else.
Well, I don't know anything about the Windows stuff.
I don't
know.
It's wiggling.
You're kicking the foot. I think Windows has similar things, but I don't care.
So you like your new MacBook?
I do. It's not a MacBook.
Oh,
it's a Mac Mini.
Mac Mini.
It's tiny.
Mini.
It's like this big.
It's a little.
It's a little.
Oh my god!
Can't believe it's a whole computer. It's so tiny.
That's incredible.
They're all going to be tiny eventually, I guess.
I'm not impressed by yours.
I don't really have anything to influence people with, but.
What about
your
robot headphones?
What's Henry
robot
got?
Headphones? No, don't buy these headphones. These headphones were...
They're comical.
A somewhat mistake in my early... Okay. Yeah, we can get to Henry in a second. But don't buy giant headphones that are just for mixing because it's... What the hell? What are you doing? Just use speakers or some other headphones and like, just mix it 900 times.
You're
like,
talking to yourself.
In your car and stuff, Nathan. Okay?
Wow.
Nathan, okay.
Pass Nathan when you listen to this. When the intro is recorded in the future and the past at the same time. That's it. That's all. Don't be dumb.
You have gotten a lot of use out of them.
I make fun of them once every three months. When we run out of headphones, so nobody else has to. They're fine.
I want to hear Henry's idea.
Well, no, but first we need to hear if Henry's going to buy the MacBook. He's been convinced of everything else so far.
I was offered the old MacBook, and I was like, well, what am I going to do with two computers?
True.
Practical Henry.
Well, and also your computer was like imploding.
All right, so Well, that was a battery. I fixed that. Oh, okay. It's fine now. We're going to use it as a guest computer for up here sometimes.
A guest.
Woo, I'm fancy. A guest. Yeah, you can borrow it.
Yeah, you can bring it up. You can when log you're here. In, and then it'll delete everything you do.
Oh.
And you're done.
Sad.
All those sites you go to.
You can't go to those sites in guest mode.
Henry's been convinced since hanging out with my dog that he doesn't want a dog.
Yeah,
they
you.
Seem very high maintenance. And also it's sitting on me and it smells kind of like wet dog. And
she's trying her best.
She doesn't seem to need a bath.
She doesn't need a bath. It's just when dogs get wet, they have a specific odor.
She's wet.
You can't leave her alone for more than 30 minutes because she's a...
That's not true either. She'll get sad. Henry's lying.
Anti-influence.
She's a good dog. What are your products? What's your product, Henry?
Well, I was trying to think of something that I use every day.
It doesn't have to be every day.
Knitting needles, crocheting needles, knitting. Knitting, it's knitting.
Not knitting.
Oh my goodness.
Not knitting. Knitting.
It's not knitting.
Oh, I thought you were knitting.
I don't know enough about crochet to provide any commentary. It's a
hook.
Crochet
hook content. Versus two knitting needles.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are crocheting.
Yes, we're all crocheters.
So cute.
Is that the thing from, is that the Demogorgon?
It does have that vibe, doesn't it? No, I crocheted a flower, but it looks kind of weird.
It looks like a
Why
flower.
Why did you bring it?
I just wanted to show you.
Oh, okay.
It's cute.
And now the time of the podcast for Margaret cries.
Well, I crocheted a little octopus it. And it only has six legs.
So is it a square?
That's okay.
No, I didn't like.
Don't tell anyone.
I didn't like the way the pattern was telling
that
me
that was
to do
10
it.
Minutes.
12 minutes.
Uh-oh. Oh. All right, finish your thought, Henry.
No,
quick.
No, I can edit out everything that I said. So
okay, perfect. Yeah, just cut Nathan's part.
Oh, I didn't like the way the pattern was telling me to do it, so I did it my own way.
He did it
and that
his
ended up
way.
With six legs, but they're evenly spaced legs instead of four stitches with no legs and then every single
so
other
cute.
Leg
it is
very
cute.
Stitched together.
I didn't see it. Porno. That's super cute.
Imagine a
no
tiny,
one will
tiny,
count
tiny
the
squid.
Legs.
Imagine Flash a golf octopus. Ball that's soft and crocheted.
I think
and
it's smaller
eyes.
Than
with
a golf
eyes.
Ball. It's like an eyeball size.
Imagine your eyeball outside of your skull with feet.
Would
but
you
not eight,
recommend
six,
Diet Coke, Henry?
Eye has
Henry.
Two eyes.
Or...
I would recommend my wireless headphones.
Oh,
okay. Well, they're wireless earbuds. Actually, no. I actually don't recommend the ones I have now.
Oh.
Because I got new ones. And because my other ones were literally falling apart. Like... That I had super glued them back together multiple times.
Well, those don't sound good.
No, they lasted a long time. I just kind of abused them. Mm. So, and they were great and they had a little button and it worked very well. And I bought new ones and they're horrible. And I can't buy the older version.
Or the older ones.
There was upgrade things and it downgraded them.
Well, they're both Correct. Raycon, but the older ones was like a different model.
That they don't they make were, anymore?
Yeah, I guess so. I can't find them anywhere. Mm. I even looked like for refurbished ones.
Did
I
you try TJ Maxx?
No, I don't know. Why would they have them at TJ Maxx?
Because everything that they stop making or ever will stop making goes to TJ Maxx first.
Not, they don't have a lot of headphones there, though.
They have a no, few.
They do,
I didn't.
A few,
front.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I didn't look at TJ Maxx, but
okay.
The new
well,
ones.
Christmas is coming. We'll look.
The new ones.
Wait, was this just a trick to get us to buy stuff for Christmas?
It's all an
was
elaborate
this
scheme.
Podcast sponsored by the Sears catalog?
No, because at first I was like, Sears. I really love wireless headphones because they make my life so much easier. And then I was, the more I was thinking about Poppy. It, I really don't like my new ones. Because they don't have a button. You have to like, it's like supposed to just activate when you touch it, but it doesn't.
Oh, no.
So you're smashing your head with it.
yeah, I don't like doing that with mine either.
And then every time you put it in the case, it doesn't connect. So at first I flicked it and it to get it in the right spot. And now I just have to slam it on a hard surface.
What? Nice. Okay, you need different headphones.
I also don't recommend.
Okay, but I spent $80 on them.
$80?
So
wow.
Jeez.
I really don't want it. Like they work.
Yeah.
I have the same similar issue with Apple AirPods Pro where they somehow something happened to them and they just crackle in my ear all the time unless I turn off like the pass-through sound thing and noise cancellation.
Yeah, that's
just goes
annoying.
In my left ear.
That's annoying.
It is annoying.
Well, thanks for joining us on today's influencer podcast called Mini Mini Little 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 Mini
go.
Mini Kitty Little.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mock Neil.
In a couple weeks. See you
we'll
in a
see you in a couple weeks, everyone. But first, a commercial break.
Have you ever wanted to buy something? Well, rewind this podcast and learn what not to buy. or what to buy. But definitely click that affiliate link and also give us money on our non-existent Patreon.
Make sure you buy.
Black Friday's coming soon.
That's the general idea, but I listened to the entire podcast.
We have no plan, and it's quite random.
Also, it's PewDiePie.